Hello, Crypto Nation. This is your man, Red Planet 32, reaching out to you here before the segment starts, before the podcast actually starts. Hey, make sure you check us out every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Twitch and Periscope TV at your Crypto Daily YouTube channels, along with Johnny Boy Crypto's YouTube channel. And make sure you check us out for new streams with TNA, information on XRP and Bitcoin. Hey, we love donations. Make sure you feel free to reach out to us with donations. Our Bitcoin address is right there. Keeps us going. Of course, tell all your friends and family about us. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, RedPlanet321, and Johnny Boy Crypto at Johnny Boy Crypto, and Instagram, yourcryptodaily.com. Hey, enjoy the show. See you guys on the other side.
Thanks, Scott LaRock, for this contact, too, by the way. He wasn't lying when he said he was into this stuff. Check 1 2 1 2 1 2. Hello.
Many coin developers require extensive infrastructure to maintain day-to-day operations, while hobbyists, investors, and traders require coin developers to do this securely and professionally. We are Spectre Security Coin, building a new kind of decentralized community.
It's that time again, your crypto daily time. So grab a seat, get some coffee, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. And now, here's your hosts, Red Planet 32 and Johnny Boy Crypto!
right, people, what is up? This is your man, Red Planet 32. I hope that your day is going well. Sorry about that you just had to hear the intro twice. Didn't realize what was going on twice there. But, hey, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. What is up? The eagle. The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed. The eagle has landed. The eagle is officially here. What's going on, man? Hey, Eagle, make sure you let me know if there's any problem with the sounds tonight. You can be my sound man, my honorary sound man tonight. How about that? All right, man. Hey, it's all right. Hey, well, thank you for hanging out with us. I hope that your week has been well. Happy holidays to everybody hanging out in crypto world. And, yeah, the Eagle has landed. Hey, happy holidays, everybody. It's almost New Year's, the Christmas tree time. Big Santa Claus dude with the big red suit giving out wonderful gifts in the and through the chimney. His day has passed, and it's now time for the new year. I can't believe we're going into 2019, man. This is the last show for 2018, and we're going into 2019. Hey, listen, if you're out there listening and you're hearing this on tonight and you're hearing my voice, that means I need you to do one thing. Actually, I need you to do two things. First, I need you to make sure you hit that like button. Number two, I need you to make sure you hit that subscribe button. And then number three, I need you to make sure you hit that little bell on the side of your computer where you can be notified when we go live. So you can hear my wonderful, wonderful voice in live and living color. All right. And if you're out there, there's this guy used to come on the radio, man. This dude, his name was Mojo. He used to say, I want everybody to flash their lights three times in solidarity to the funk. But I'm not going to ask you to do that tonight, but I want to make sure that you guys are safe. Let's get ready for this 2019. Man, I got to get used to saying that 2019 upcoming year. This show has been brought to you by Open, Feeless, and Infinite X42. This is the coin of your crypto daily. Yes. A new sponsor. Spectre Security Coin. Helping build a better, safer blockchain technology. Yes. It's going to be a heck of a night tonight. Hang on to your seats. We got a great show for you tonight. We got a special guest here. That's going to be hanging out. We got Mr. One and Only. Hold on, Johnny. Has he joined? Is he on the show yet?
Well, it's Mr. Scott LaRock from Fort Knox Hyped on Crypto.
Yes.
What's going on, Scotty?
Yeah, so we got a special guest that was recommended to us by Scott LaRock hanging out with us tonight. And, I'm really excited for this guest we're going to have on. So, our guest from 1776, they're still going to be with us on tonight, right?
Yes, sir. All yes, right. Sir. He said he'd join us roughly five after. Five awesome. After, so.
All right. Awesome, man. I'm excited for this. And, yeah, we're going to have Mr. on tonight none other than Mr. Kent Lewis. Yes, Kent Lewis from 1776 Coin. Great show. We're going to talk a little bit more about him here in a few moments, but I'm excited about that. Yes. Thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally righteous. It's going to be a little bit different lineup on tonight. We're going to get some insights from a different place on tonight. So this is going to be great on crypto. It's going to get a different perspective. We've talked about some interesting things on the show, but this show is going to be absolutely livid. All right. So hold on to your seats. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. I mean, hey, our hearts are out to those people in Indonesia right now that experienced some unfortunate events with the tsunamis that took place, man. My hearts go out there to those guys. You know, there was a YouTube video that was out that showed a band, I guess a local band there that's very popular. They were performing as though like nothing was going on. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if they just didn't, they weren't, you know, privy to the information that the tsunamis were coming. what the deal was, but as they were playing in their show, they were just playing, man. There was a crowd there at the venue, and all of a sudden, man, this tsunami came and wiped out the whole set, and was the most breathtaking thing that I've ever seen. And my heart goes out to those guys, and I hope everybody's safe there in Indonesia. What's going on? Of course, you know, we got our great country here in the U.S. of A. going through their thing, man. Hopefully this government will open up here real soon and, you know, give the people what they need. Those that are working right now, they can get some checks coming up this week, man. It's not a good way to start off the new year by any means. But tonight's show, Johnny?
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. It's not a good start to the year.
Nah, man. Nah, man, not at all, man. It's most unfortunate that this kind of stuff's going on right now. But hopefully, you know, they can get it together, you know, Johnny, and the world can be a better place.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's, yeah. So, of course, join us every Friday night on 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us right here, YouTube. You can catch us on Periscope TV. You can catch us on Johnny Boy Crypto's channel. And then you can check us out on every major podcast that's out there. Be on the lookout. Our new website will be coming soon. It's being worked on right now. And hopefully I'll have a fresh new look to it. And people will like it a little bit more than what they've liked before in times past. Because it was like some crazy website we had. But yeah, so that's that, man. So Johnny, without further ado, has Mr. Lewis made his way on?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Ah, the man of the hour has arrived. How is it going tonight?
Hello, Mr. Lewis.
You know, you should have mentioned that soon you're going to be on Freedom Tube doing your podcast.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that. And yes, Freedom Tube coming soon. I'm excited about that, man. That's going to be a whole nother... My voice is going out here for whatever reason. That's going to be a whole nother frontier for us. And I'm really excited. Before I have you, because you have so much information to break down to us and to share with us on tonight, I want to tell the people that are listening a little bit about you. You have a few ventures that are out there. You have Freedom Currency Inc. that's going on right now.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, X42, that's right. Yeah, Mastaz hanging out with us. Then we have, you're the CEO of that. Then you're also the CEO of Uncensored Freedom Incorporated.
Correct.
Awesome. And then the Forward Good, or Paying It Forward Corporation. You're also in works with that. And yeah, so you've done a little bit of everything. So, you know, you've been around, you're a freedom fighter, you're a true patriot, and now you have the new venture with the freedom.social and then the 1776 cryptocurrency token. Is that right?
That is correct.
Man, so you're doing it, as we say on this show, you're doing it, and you're doing it in 3D. And so you're doing it for a lot of good people. So tell us a little bit about you, man, and you just take it from here, because we talked a little bit early, and I could listen to you talk for hours. And just tell us where you're at right now with everything. And it's your show now. It's your world. We're just living in it.
Well, you know, everybody that's listening, hi, how's it going? It's going good. It's going to be a good new year if we all come together. And but first, you know, we all have to know the truth. We have to know facts. You know, and personally, I'm into truth and facts. And truth and facts aren't always easy for a lot of people to accept.
Right.
And about a year and a half, you know, I've been in software for, I don't know, 25 plus years. And I develop platforms for a living. So we've got the www.freedom.social. It's a social network for freedom-minded folks.
To
meet like-minded, freedom-minded folks and learn what the truth is, you know, and shut off the Facebook, shut off the mainstream fake nudie media. And so it's an independent media platform. Then we've got FreedomTube, which FreedomTube.social, which is similar to YouTube, except for we're just all independent media. And then we've got a new platform that we're about ready to complete called Freedom.Buzz. And that's a platform for large organizations to have their subscribers or members take action. And so just to kind of get back on point, because this is a crypto show, about a year and a half ago, I cloned Ethereum. Okay. And then I heard a YouTube video with on SGT Report with a lady by the name of Lynette Zhang. And she was talking about a company called acchain.org. And so I did my due diligence. I researched it. And, you know, back in the mid-90s, I was a participant in the invention of RETS, or real estate transaction standards. And that's what allows multiple listing service software to communicate, as well as real estate related software to communicate via common data fields or standardization.
Okay.
And what I had discovered is this company in China, what they had done is they had literally tokenized all the tea in China as their pilot market. But how they did it is they assigned standardization. And then standardization generates metadata. And so I started digging some more, and I wrote a report on it, and it caught the eye of G. Edward Griffin, who is the author of A Creature from Jekyll Island.
Good book.
And my first report was called the Central Bankers Centralized Blockchains, because I had pointed out that all the central banks and all the corporate banks had invested millions upon millions into specifically blockchain technology. Then I started digging some more, and I discovered that the International Standard Organization, ISO.org, had created standards for every product and service in the world.
Wow.
And I sat back and went, uh-oh. And then I started researching more. And I found a company, and everybody listen closely. There's a company called Digital Currency Group. It was formed by the New York Federal Reserve. It's now a private company. Three of their board members are also on the board of governors for the Federal Reserve.
Danger. Danger, Mr. Robinson. Danger. All right.
That's the tip of the iceberg. Listen to this. Digital Currency Group has essentially reinvented the entire financial system for the entire world within digital ledger technology or blockchain. And so let me give you a couple examples of their portfolio. They own Blockstream, the core software company or core software development company for Bitcoin, in which also AXA Strategic Ventures invested $82 million into, whose AXA's CEO is also the chairman of the Bilderberg Group. Okay.
Wow.
Digital Currency Group owns Coinbase, they own Circle, Poloniex. They own everything from Ripple to Zcash to, I could just keep going on and on and on. But most importantly, that everybody needs to realize and remember this, they own technology that reads public blockchains. It's critical that everybody within the cryptocurrency community understand this. Now, I was recently a speaker at Free to Force International, and Jeff Berwick was also a speaker. Now, I agree with 98.5% of everything that Jeff says, okay? But the premise that an open blockchain or a public blockchain in which is going to get us away from central banks by allowing transparency and openness is a fallacy. In a free society where everything is honest, yes, that is totally accurate. But the problem is the central banks, corporate banks, governments year made it legal for states to charge internet taxes. Furthermore, the Republicans have legislation in front of Congress for states to be able to charge internet taxes. Well, Digital Currency Group also owns companies called Blockchain, and they own a company called Chain. One of their CEOs, last name is Ludwig. He made a presentation to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve on why the Federal Reserve should issue a central bank issued cryptocurrency. And within his presentation, he, and I quote, we issue metadata to the asset. Therefore, we can charge taxes or we can track the asset wherever it goes. And this is because every product or service will have either RFID chips or associated codes that are associated with the blockchain. So what have I just said? That then now let me make another really valid point. Everybody that's listening, this is critical. Now I wrote a second report called The Decentralized Cryptocurrency Nightmare. Okay. And so Digital Currency Group owns Coinbase and they own Poloniex. Well, Coinbase is essentially now the regulatory agency for the US government to allow decentralized cryptocurrencies to apply to be traded on Coinbase. Well, what's the big deal with that? Well, number one, it is in fact, end of discussion, controlled by the Federal Reserve. Bitcoin is in fact, end of discussion, controlled by the Federal Reserve. They are going to utilize decentralized cryptocurrencies to make payments on their global payment system, in which they have tokenized every product in the world and added metadata or standardization that creates metadata. When you buy a product or service at the store, it doesn't matter if you utilize my cryptocurrencies that I started called 1776, or my other Christian token called C-Team, or you use Monero or Dash or Pivx or what have you, it doesn't matter if it's anonymous. They will be able to tax that transaction.
Hold on. Let's pause for the cause, if you will. Sir, you mean to tell me that no matter what cryptocurrency that you have out there right now, number one, let's just do a quick review. Coinbase is headed up by basically the heads of state or the government officials, in a sense.
Well, it's owned by Digital Currency Group, who was founded by the New York Federal Reserve, which is now a private company in which three of their board members are also on the board of governors of the Federal Reserve. So they are controlled by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that's not good. So we got that going on. And then you mean to tell me that this company has the ability to, no matter what these companies are that are out here saying they're privacy coins, they can still peer into the or peek in their blockchains?
They have technology that reads public blockchains. So if you have,
this is crazy, man. Just to hear it a second time around today, it's still just like a shock to the system.
If you have a public blockchain, and you have a decentralized cryptocurrency, if somebody makes a transaction specifically on their private blockchain, now keep in mind, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store or put gas in your car that's not on their private blockchains. That's just a fact.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, if you're making a peer-to-peer transaction, okay, on a private decentralized marketplace that does not have a public blockchain, you're safe. And that's what I do for a living, is I'm going to the cryptocurrency community and the blockchain community and saying, hey guys, you know, you know, I've created a technological approach to circumvent what these central banks, corporate banks, governments, and corporations have done. And we have to create open source, decentralized marketplaces and start building those out now before they take their global payment system live. That way we can live outside of their matrix, and we will have our own marketplaces to buy and sell goods and services. If not, you're going to have to join them. And that's just not an option for me personally.
Well, I think I can speak for many that watch the show that are out there right now. I don't think that's an option for many of us. What's up, Dooms Crypto? Crypto Joker hanging out. Scott LaRock, the Hitman. Special thanks to you on tonight for tonight's show. Thank you, Street Soldier, for signing up tonight. Hey, what you're telling us right now is just crazy. And contrary, in a sense, to a lot of what we hear, like we have these discussions on the show, Mr. Lewis, and we have these discussions behind the scenes. And sometimes we even have these discussions on the show. But for you to lay it out the way you're laying it out right now is crazy. And the show tonight is Bitcoin 2019 Q1 expectations and pitfalls to avoid, with our special guest on here, Mr. Lewis from 1776 Coin. This is huge. And go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. I'm just still, now that I'm fully, my eyes are wide awake right now, and to hear this, well, it's crazy.
Kind of recap, you know, decentralized cryptocurrencies that are approved through Coinbase are the new one world currency. So what the central banks and governments, corporations, corporate banks have done is they've created standardization for every product in the world, and which generates metadata admitted by themselves. And they'll be able, so Coinbase has essentially become a regulatory agency for the government, for the SEC, where they're approving these different decentralized cryptocurrencies. And then when they go live with their cashless society, they will be able to tax every single transaction that is made on their private blockchain system. And I created a technological approach for the cryptocurrency in the blockchain community to utilize. And that technological approach includes the following: a cryptocurrency must be proof of stake. It cannot be proof of work. Proof of work can be compromised. For example, fact, China controls approximately 90% of Bitcoin mining. Okay. Now you notice that China is outlawed ICOs and cryptocurrencies, but they never outlawed Bitcoin mining. Why? It's because they control it. Okay. And so it's got to be proof of stake. Number two, it's got to have anonymity. It's got to have obfuscation. Okay. Number three, it's got to have your own private blockchain that is built into the wallet. You cannot have a public blockchain, because Digital Currency Group, and I'm sure others, you know, central bank related organizations, have the same technology that in fact reads public blockchains. So, you know, everybody that's listening, you know, I understand that public blockchains were the key to transparency and openness and getting rid of central banks, but they took it over. Well, my opinion, highly informed opinion, is there was never any Satoshi. I believe that Bitcoin was created by artificial intelligence and modified by humans. And Satoshi was just one big hero to the freedom community, to the libertarian community. And libertarians have been tricked into creating the beast system for the globalists. That is just a fact. I have proven it. And anybody that's listening, I wrote my latest report is called The Decentralized Cryptocurrency Nightmare. And hopefully you guys will post a link to the PDF on your Discord and on your YouTube channel.
Yes, we will. We'll make sure we get that out there. You know, I want to give a warning to everyone that's listening right now. It's about to get deep and it's about to get really heavy. This is going to be for mature audiences only. If you're not able to handle this on tonight, I'm giving you, you know, heads up right now. It's about to get real deep because the knowledge that he's just dropped right now is about to get deeper, deeper and deeper. We're talking about what to expect for BTC 2019 Q1 expectations and pitfalls to avoid. Please continue, Mr. Lewis, on blowing my mind away again for the second time today.
You know, any cryptocurrency that's on Coinbase, I would have to think is a good investment for anybody out there, because Coinbase is in fact controlled by the Federal Reserve. And they want decentralized cryptocurrencies in which they approve to flourish, to thrive. Any cryptocurrency that does not have a use case, that will not be used as money, that does not have its own open source decentralized marketplace, is going to flounder. It's going to go bye-bye. And so what we need to do as freedom-minded people, we are not each other's enemies. You know, I'm a fan of everybody out there, you know, that's into decentralized cryptocurrencies. We just need to all get on the same page. And the time is now. The time is now to start building out these marketplaces before they crash this worldwide Ponzi scheme in which they've intentionally created. And so that when they do crash it, we can utilize peer-to-peer transactions with obfuscation to buy and sell products and services. And we've got Freedom Market, we've got Christian Market, you know, we're in the process of creating other decentralized open source apps for communication, creating freedom teams. And, you know, this is all about Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030. It's about smart cities, smart grids. It's about 5G. It's about the blockchain tech. Everything will be on blockchain. Everything, every government service, everything will be on either private blockchains or public blockchains. There will be no privacy. They will know your every move unless we take action now to circumvent what they're doing. And that's not even the worst part about what they're doing. So.
Wow. So, and we've had this on, like we've had X42 on before, and we've talked about, you know, things of the sort, things that are coming. And we kind of went into this area a little bit, this arena. But at the end of the day, blockchain isn't going anywhere. This is why for those that say that like cryptocurrency is dead, no, cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere, man. It's here to stay. It's just going to be controlled in it from a different light than what it is right now. And once the powers that be have their way with it, and it sounds like they're already having their way with it, it's going to get even crazier and do what they really intend for it to do.
Yeah, Christine Lagarde, the director of the International Monetary Fund, recently came out and said that she is in favor of central bank issued digital currency. She even has an acronym for it. It's CBDCs. And so, but it'll be a combination of central bank cryptocurrencies and decentralized cryptocurrencies that will be decentralized cryptocurrencies that they approve to make transactions on their blockchains that will contain every conceivable product and service in the world. Decentralized cryptocurrencies will make transactions on their blockchains. And, you know, they are going to force people to buy and sell on their global payment system. And any Christians out there listening, yeah, it is. It's what you're thinking. I believe that they're going to try to in some way force people to take the mark, whether that is an RFID chip or part of the singularity in which they're going to force upon people is yet to be seen. But, you know, you know, everybody listening, if you'd create an account at www.freedom.social, Then we've got freedom.buzz being completed. It is live, but it's not ready to go yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to wake people up, you know, to the facts, you know, and, you know, my expertise is, you know, cryptocurrency and blockchain. I was a speaker at Red Pill Expo, Freedom Force International, mm-hmm. talking about the future of money and, you know, everything that they're doing within Agenda 21, the 2030 agenda. And it's concerning, to say the least.
So tell us a little bit about the 1776 coin, how it works. Kind of give us, you know, for the techies that listen, we get developers that listen to the show.
You know, we're a non-traditional cryptocurrency model. We're circumventing. So the central banks control most of the big exchanges. And so we cannot enter the exchanges, you know, because they'd sabotage us. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we have created our own exchange, offshore legal entities. We've got offshore legal running it called freedomexchange.money. And this will be in three phases. Phase one, people can trade the top 100 cryptocurrencies for 1776 and C-Team. Phase two will be integrated with multiple different, well, I shouldn't say multiple, several decentralized exchanges, BISC, Komodo, and a few others. And phase three, we'll probably just go ahead and clone Komodo and have atomic swaps. Hopefully by that time, there'll be more coins than Bitcoin and Ethereum in which you can do atomic swaps for. As far as 1776 and C-Team, we chose to clone PIVX, Z protocol, because PIVX is proof of stake. It's got the blockchain reader built into the wallet, and we do not have a public blockchain. Anybody out there that manages a decentralized cryptocurrency, you need to immediately get rid of your public blockchain. Otherwise, you are compromised. That is a fact. We also chose PIVX because of their team. Their team is awesome. I do work with one of their founders, James, and I know Brian quite well. Snappy is a quality individual, just an awesome human being. They all are. And the other reason we chose PIVX is because of the obfuscation, you know. And so we're looking at potentially building the marketplace into the wallet. That would create quite a large blockchain. So we're kind of deliberating on, you know, what can we keep, you know, the images, you know, on a separate database, you know, for the marketplace. You know, the marketplace has bartering built into it. And, you know, again, the best thing that we as a libertarian or freedom-minded community could do right now is start building out open source, decentralized marketplaces, because when they go to a cashless society, decentralized open source marketplaces will become more popular than Craigslist.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to want to participate in this beast system.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, you got some of the knuckleheads that are out there that are just so like, so attached to the system and how it is now, and can't feel as though they can live with, they don't feel as though they can live without it. I think you're going to still have a lot of stragglers that are just going to accept for what's coming and deal with it if it can make their life more convenient. And I think that's how we got into this point now.
It's the same thing with artificial intelligence. You know, they have, you know, trained the young people into believing that, you know, being transhuman and being, you know, superhuman, you know, is a good thing.
Right.
You know, I'm a techie, but, you know, I'll speak for me personally. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a far-fetched idea. The idea of something like that happening sounds cool from a scientific, from a what they call a scientific or sci-fi perspective, you know, like the Star Wars or the Star Treks of the world. But at the end of the day, you're saying pretty much we're going to be enslaved.
Not us.
Not us, but I'm saying for not. Yeah, the wrong term to use. But those who choose to go along with the beast system will be totally enslaved if they accept the whole thing.
Because, you know, and this is everything I've said up to now is fact. This is theory. I think that they will just keep the dollar around. They'll probably raise interest rates so high that the dollar's value will plummet to a penny. What happens to the national debt when it goes to a penny? Well, the debt's, down to, a minuscule amount compared to where it is now. And so you got Poloniex, who just came out with the US dollar coin. And I would expect, a new government entity to be formed. They'll probably get rid of the Federal Reserve. They'll come out with the Fed coin, which U.S. dollar coin is essentially the Fed coin because it can be converted back into U.S. dollars at your local community bank. Okay. And so, it's just a matter of, who accepts it online at the time.
Right.
And they've got legislation in front of Congress right now for states to charge internet taxes. Well, all they have to do is issue a mandate that you have to update your user interface to accept a new type of currency, a cryptocurrency. And then once this is done, they will be able to charge 100% of every transaction. You will have zero privacy. They'll know your every move. If you're politically incorrect, they'll be able to fine you. They'll be able to shut off your money supply. And what I try to do in business is I try to anticipate.
Right.
And because if you can be ahead of the game and have a product ready for the future, you're going to profit. And in this case, we're going to help out a lot of people. The cryptocurrency community, blockchain community makes up approximately 1% of the world's population. Okay.
Right.
Now, within peer-to-peer transactions, if we have open source marketplaces that are filled with products and services, organic farming, products in which we can survive day to day without living within the matrix. But 99% of people are going to be enslaved. And then you look at the smart within the UN Agenda 21, 2030 smart cities within the smart grids that are controlled by 5G with artificial intelligence managing the smart grid. Well, now envision yourself in one of these smart cities. If you're not participating in the matrix, how are you going to survive? How are you going to put food on the table? How are you going to put gas in your car?
Man.
It's going to be a bitch.
Yeah, that's good. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Baby's
it's
crying.
It's going to be an MF-er is what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
And, I want to go into other stuff, but I know this is a crypto show.
Hey, listen, it's Friday night, so it makes it all right. We talk about a little bit of everything. Go ahead.
You know, anybody, let me just be real frank with everybody. Anybody that cannot walk out your door, look up at the sky and tell the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail, you're done. You're officially done. Seriously, they are spraying us like bugs with nanotechnology. They have got fleets and fleets, thousands of cargo planes that have been retrofitted with vats of containers of nanotechnology of aluminum, barium, and strontium, or at least that's what they tell us it is. And there's what the Harvard website says is they call it solar radiation management. And the NASA website calls it stratospheric aerosol injection. They say that they're creating a solar shield to reflect the sun's energy back into space.
This is Red Planet 32.
And Johnny Boy Crypto.
Join us every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Live interviews with development teams and crypto giveaways. That's www.yourcryptodaily.com.
We are the crypto watchers for the people. Don't miss it. See you there. Be there. Well, that's what they say, huh?
I've got some pretty smart friends that have been researching a bunch of patents and doing a lot of in-depth research. And it seems to me like this is what's called programmable smart dust.
Oh, yeah. I've read about this some years ago. They can send it from the sky to let it hit your clothing or what have you and track you from like miles on end. But it looks like little dust particles, but it's ground up microchips of some sort or RFID chips.
Well, what nano means is 1/1,000,000th of its original size. And so these are nano particulates of aluminum, barium, and strontium in which they're spraying as an aerosol. So they say to create a barrier between us and the sun to reflect the sun's energy back into space. Well, anybody that has done any type of research will see that the NASA data and the NOAA data has been fabricated. Climate change is set forth by the UN is total bullshit. It is a lie. Pure, plain, and simple. And the UN itself, officials at the UN have admitted that they are utilizing climate change as a vehicle to usher in the new world order, one world government, one world currency, which is decentralized cryptocurrencies in which they approve through a regulatory agency. In this case, in the United States, currently it's Coinbase, to make payments on their new global payment system that'll be utilized within these smart cities. And that's why they're forcing everybody into these cities. I live in the mountains outside of Denver, and from Fort Collins to Pueblo, which is about 160-mile span, will be nothing but a hotspot of 5G.
What? Just that whole area? Just concentrate nothing but 5G? 5G funk.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they got to start, you know, they're just now finishing the infrastructure within the inner cities. Okay. And so, so everything will be on a blockchain. Blockchain is essentially the matrix that controls the smart meters, that controls the everything conceivable will be on blockchain, and which that is managed by artificial intelligence. I don't know if anybody out there has seen the artificial intelligence called Sophia. Mm-hmm. Well, it was on stage recently and it said, and I quote, "Soon after they complete the superhuman," referring to transhumanism, "instead of being up here on the stage speaking to you, I'll just be able to put thoughts into your brains," quote unquote. And that's what I believe that they're spraying us with is all of us, every single one of us, have nanotechnology of aluminum, strontium, and barium in our bloodstreams. And I believe they're going to be able to put thoughts into people's minds. And
it's crazy, man.
I know it sounds sci-fi. I know it sounds crazy, but it's what they're doing. And then Elon Musk is launching his 5G satellite array. I don't know of the exact number of satellites, but they just put many of them into space a couple weeks ago. And as soon as that is done and they finish the ground aspects of the 5G, it's over. It is absolutely over. You know, I don't know if it's going to affect everybody. You know, I don't know if it's going to be able to control your mind or just put thoughts into your mind. But if you look at some of the intelligence agencies' mind control techniques, if anybody out there watched the True Stream Media Minds of Men video in which they just released free to the public, mm-hmm. It's scary. You know, MK Ultra. All the experiments that they've done on humans unknowingly, you know, and the different techniques in which they can utilize on Facebook to control people, to shape society, to intentionally divide people, Christian, Muslim, black, white, left, right, because they need a divided society. They need people focused on the false left, right paradigm bullshit of American politics, because it's all a distraction. Wow. Trump is a distraction. QAnon, distraction. In fact, I believe QAnon is a total distraction, and it is the intelligence agency that is behind the implementation of 5G and artificial intelligence.
Wow. So what now, QAnon, I'm not too hip to that, and maybe I might be the only one that's out there that's not too hip to it.
QAnon has been giving away intelligence since October 2017.
Okay.
Let me think. I think that's correct. But they've been giving out high-level intelligence on this fabricated Russia gate, you know, where they tried to frame Trump and they divide, they intentionally divide the left and the right so that, you know, the left believes one thing and then the right believe another thing. And then, you know, then if we take and we change the subject real quick and you look at every Rothschild controlled bank in the world, since 2007, 2008 has been doing large quantitative easing or digital printing of money. They have run up over $2 quadrillion in debt worldwide. And anytime they choose, they can collapse this worldwide Ponzi scheme because then they've got their civil unrest that they want. They can implement their martial law. They can collapse the economy of the United States and usher in their one world government and one world currency. And that's why we've all got to unite and start preparing now. Because if we're caught unfinished with decentralized open source marketplaces, we're screwed. We're done. You got two choices. You got three choices. You can either give in and participate within the beast system, the singularity, you become one of them, you die, or you try to live outside the grid. You try to live outside the matrix. And that's the only options that we're coming. And I believe it's going to happen between now and 2024. So we don't have that much time.
You know, that's pretty crazy that, you know, you're saying what you're saying right now. A lot of people probably feel exactly the same way that you're feeling or that way or the things that you're expressing. And they just don't have a platform to really express it. And here it is. We have somebody with your knowledge and your caliber that's letting us know what's going on. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, guys. I mean, if you're listening right now, it's about to get really, really wicked. I mean, it's already wicked right now, but it's about to get crazier. You know, my biggest concern right now, I think, you know, and for everyone around me is outside of, you know, a financial collapse, unfortunately. But, you know, what's going to happen if they don't get this freaking government back up and running again? Because I'm looking at all the crap. You got 911 calls not being able to be used last night. You got that quote unquote, big ups to you, Mastash, for your investment on tonight. Thank you. It's a lot going on right now. I don't know if there, you know, I know there's a, you know, I'm a big fan of Alex Jones, and I don't know what's going on with this so-called alien invasion that's going to supposedly happen, you know. So I don't know if that's going to be another distraction or if that, but how do you feel about that kind of stuff now that we're talking about artificial intelligence?
Everything that occurs has been pre-planned far in advance. The secret societies have pre-planned everything that is occurring now far, far in advance. I'll give you a couple examples. Federal Reserve Act of 1913, on the assassination of JFK, the Telecommunications Act of 1996, where Bill Clinton signed into law the law that deregulated the media and allowed it to consolidate into six globalist-controlled propaganda outlets. 2013, when Obama got rid of the Smith-Mundt Act of 1946, it was pork within the Defense and Authorization Act. The Smith-Mundt Act made it illegal for the government to use propaganda on us. Now, the intelligence agencies, FACT, send a memo over to the six media outlets every day controlling the news cycle. These secret societies have planned everything from the mortgage collapse of 2007, 2008, to what you see occurring now, coming into a cashless society. Here's another one. 1992, George Bush Sr. Signed a voluntary accord with the UN called UN Agenda 21.
Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit? I've been hearing that. It's coming up a lot right now for whatever reason. There's a lot of people talking about that.
It was signed it was a voluntary accord with the UN that was signed in 1992 in Brazil. And they make it sound all eloquent, like it's in favor of humanity. They utilize wording like sustainability and very eco-friendly to the planet. When in fact, it is a human depopulation agenda. It is agenda to, it's soft genocide. They are in the process of forcing people into these smart city areas. And they, you look at our food, it's been taken, coming up on 90% is all GMO. Okay. It changes your DNA. The GMO foods do. It sterilizes us. Look at the birth rates, how they have declined. It is because of fluoridated water in the GMO foods. That's just a fact.
All right, I got it.
At the vaccine rate. By 2000, just a couple more points in that.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
By 2030, fact, 1 in 2 children will have autism at the current trajectory. You know, I'm over 50 years old. When I was growing up, it was like 1 in 200,000. You know what it is today? 1 in 42.
Wow.
And by 2030, 1 in 2 and 2 out of 3 African-American boys. It affects African-American children predominantly. You look at Fukushima. When was the last time anybody heard one damn word about Fukushima?
Yeah, right.
How many people out there like to go and have sushi?
Oh, man. Oh, see, that's... Oh, God, you're like bringing up so much right now because there's this dude that was just on YouTube that ate some sushi just recently, and his body's filled with worms right now, and they don't even know how they got there. And it didn't happen until after he started eating sushi here just recently.
Research it. About 100% of the tuna is now radiated. Now, whether it's going to affect you or not, it's kind of like playing Russian roulette, and you don't know it for years down the road because you can't smell radiation. You can't taste it. Fukushima has been spewing billions of gallons of radioactive water since 2012 into the Pacific.
Wow.
Nobody says a damn word about it ever. Look at our air. Our air is poison. Our water's poison. Our food's poison. Our vaccines. Hey, here's a free flu shot. Go get it. Really? Free? Okay.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, listen, I got a couple questions for you real quick here, Mr. Lewis. We don't want to take up much of your time because we're getting ready to shut the boy down. Question for Mad Stash. Thank you for your support and your financial support here. It says, hey, man, you know anything about Trump's alleged smoking guns on Hillary and anything about his secret message tweets the other day with numerology?
You know, I haven't been – I've been kind of partying for the holidays.
Okay.
About ready to crack another beer after this call.
I got you.
I look at it this way, guys. You know, I fought for Trump to be elected because he was the lesser of two evils. And when I look at the facts of the Zionists bailed out Trump back in the 90s, yes, Trump has filed business bankruptcy several times, but he has never filed personal bankruptcy. Why? Because, I said his name earlier. The Zionists, self-proclaimed Zionists, gave him billions of dollars and bailed him out. If you look at his cabinet, if you look at his family structure, Trump is controlled by the Zionists. So I have given up on domestic politics. I'm sorry, man. It's all theater. It's all a distraction to usher in the UN Agenda 2030 agenda towards it's we're going to be living in smart cities, smart grids. Most of us will be transhuman. And I'm about uniting us, telling the facts, creating cryptocurrencies that are built with the technological approach to circumvent what they're doing. I'm about uniting us to create open source, decentralized marketplaces and filling those up with products, every conceivable product that we can survive outside of the matrix. And go ahead.
So with this, since you mentioned that, and with your coin that you have, token, you have products available that people will be able to utilize or buy with this, with the 1776?
We fund our entire project on Masternode sales.
Okay.
You know, we've got over 300 Masternodes out there now. We launched the Christian.team. So we've got a new platform called www.christian.team. T as in Tom, E-A-M as in Mary, Christian.team. Then we got ChristianMarket.team and ChristianTube.team. And I would speculate to venture to say that the C-Team token will be the number one masternode cryptocurrency of all time.
Wow.
Simply because we're allowing Christians to circumvent taking the mark of the beast, not participating within the beast system. Because, you know, we're coming down to a point where at any day now they could collapse this worldwide Ponzi scheme, which they've intentionally created. And, you know, they're pushing, you know, transhumanism. And, you know, this is why, guys, this is why they have to destroy the family. They have to destroy gender identity. They have to destroy Christianity. They want civil unrest. Okay. That's why the propaganda fake news media divides us left, right, Christian, Muslim, black, white, because they want us divided. They need us divided. And the freedom.social platform it's not about politics. It's for everybody. I don't care who you are. If you're in favor of freedom, join us. We have to unite.
Yeah.
And if we don't, it's over. That's done. Your kids will be a cyborg. They will not have a choice. They will be.
It's funny that you're talking about the cyborg stuff. I was just watching a movie just recently from Keanu Reeves called Replicas. And basically, he was able to transfer his consciousness to a cyborg type figure, or not even a cyborg, but just a robotic, like a Sophia type figure. It was a Terminator looking thing. And he was able to bring his family back and withdraw their consciousness from their brains that were from their dead bodies and transfer and clone their bodies and transfer back to that. This is like some Star Wars type crap, like bring back Palpatine.
That's why they're pushing the singularity.
Yes, absolutely.
The singularity is eternal life, so they say, that they can transfer, you know, the soul, you know, the mind, not the soul, excuse me, guys, the mind into artificial intelligence, and then you can have, you know, a artificial intelligence main for a body, okay?
Like a host.
Like a host. And, you know, they, as a matter of fact, they asked Keanu Reeves, you know, what did you think about the movie you made, The Matrix? And he says, well, it wasn't a movie. It was a documentary. Because I agree with Elon Musk. We're living in in the Matrix. We're living in if you utilize quantum physics, you live in the reality in which you create. If not, your reality is created for you, and we're living in a, you know, I don't know, let's call it a hologram in which you create for yourself, but you can create your own reality. That's just a fact.
Man. One other question for you as we get ready to wrap this show. This is going to probably be our last question. Well, if we can get another question in tonight, that'd be cool. Mastash has another question for you. What do you think about 23andMe and what that's all about? And they're perhaps the weaponizing of our own DNA against us.
23andMe. That's a new one. Spell that for me.
Is it just 23andMe? Yeah, Mastad's got a bunch of questions tonight. That was the one that caught my eye. Yeah, I guess he was. 23andMe. Is it just 23andMe?
Yeah, 23andMe. It's like a at-home test kit or something like that. You could send in.
Oh,
your,
I see it. DNA. I see it. It's a home DNA testing kit. Huh. Guys, I wouldn't know about this. I'd have 23andMe is a privately held personal genomics and biotechnology company based in Mountain View, California. Huh, I'd have to look into this. I wouldn't trust any. See, because the blockchain, they'll have human DNA on it. Okay. So the blockchain, you know, when we all started off in cryptocurrency, or at least I'll speak for myself personally, you know, I thought it was just a ledger for cryptocurrency. Well, no, this is, it's the matrix to the smart city, smart grids, in which will contain everything from financial data to medical data to you name it, government services. You know, hey guys, before we hang up,
yes,
this is, but I've enjoyed being on your show. So anybody that creates an account at freedom.social and they post that we heard me on your podcast, buy one masternode, get one masternode free
for what?
for the next 24 hours.
Wow. 24 hours. You have heard it here. Real quickly too. I mean, I know we didn't go into a lot of that with the rewards. Are you able to go into that with us?
Of course.
Yeah.
We're just, our freedom.social is just like Steam. We pay everybody to, you know, post, like, share, view. We, you know, FreedomTube is similar to YouTube. To refer, you know, we pay everybody. And, you know, if you'd also post the link to our masternode information, because, you know, not only do I explain, you know, everybody in your audience is informed and knows what a masternode is, but I kind of explain that, you know, there's over 2,000 cryptocurrencies in the exchanges today. And I'd have to say that 98% of them are absolutely worthless. Why? Because they don't have a use case. And if they don't have a use case to be used as money, when they go to a cashless society, they're going to be worthless. So you've got to have a marketplace for it to be utilized as money. Secondly, it's got to have marketing and distribution. Between our Freedom platforms and our Christian.team platform, we will have millions of users. And we're partnering with organizations such as Freedom Force International, Red Pill University, with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth is going to be on the .buzz platform. And we're talking about cross-pollinating hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to take action, you know, to get them to stop this 5G, to get them to stop this geoengineering, you know, so that, you know, we could just live. And, you know, how about we, the people, tell these secret societies, how about we tell them how to run our government of we and by the people, instead of them shoving it down our throats? And the only way we do that is if we all get on the same page, we unite, and we take action. Otherwise, your children, mark my words, will be transhuman.
Man, that's heavy, man. No matter how you cut the cake, that's some heavy stuff right there.
You know, everybody, we fund this with masternodes, and, you know, we've created a technological approach to circumvent what they're doing, you know, within the technological approach within the cryptocurrency, within the open source decentralized marketplaces. And, you know, we're looking to join you guys. We want to bring everybody together. You know, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are involved with cryptocurrencies. If you've got a public blockchain, you need to get rid of it now, because they've got fact and a discussion.
Yeah.
They've got technology that reads public blockchains.
Man, Man, I need you guys really to talk with X42. You guys, man.
Love to meet him.
I want to have you guys on together and just hear you and Dr. Gabe just talk about it.
I'll see if he's on and if he can join us.
Yeah.
No, just 2 weeks ago, I was on stage with Jeff Berwick. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said earlier in the podcast, you know, I agree with 98.5% of everything that Jeff says. But Jeff is still on the Bitcoin bandwagon. You know, everybody out there still on the Bitcoin bandwagon. Is it going to go up in price? Yeah, probably. Why? Because it is, in fact, controlled by the Federal Reserve, as is every other cryptocurrency within Coinbase. It's probably a good investment because it'll go up. But I'm telling y'all, you want to build out a system to live free of this matrix. When they announce this cashless society and they shift over to you know, whatever they're going to do within a federal Fed coin or U.S. dollar coin, which they've already come out with.
The Mero.
Our marketplaces are going to become more popular than Craigslist. And what's that going to happen to the 1776 and CT master node owners? They're going to be really happy because we have our own exchange. And until we hit $1 million in cryptocurrency trade volume, we're a stable coin. The C team is at 20 cents. The 1776 is at 25 cents. Each of the cryptocurrencies require 4,000 1776 or C team for a master node or $1,000. And for the next 24 hours, it's a buy one, get one free. And but when they announce all this, our marketplaces will become as popular or more popular than Craigslist. What will that do? It'll drive up the demand for 1776 and C-Team. Then we'll be evaluated like according to market cap, like any other cryptocurrency. The value will go up. Hopefully, I can't promise anything, any guarantees. But it should go, I would speculate, go up. And everybody will be pretty happy because we figured a way to live free outside of their beast system.
Man, so much knowledge being dropped here tonight. And real quick here, we're just going to go to a commercial break here, and we're going to come back and wrap it up, see if we have any questions. We don't want to hold you too long tonight. We know that you're a busy man, Mr. Lewis. So hang tight as we hear a word from our sponsors, please.
Many coin developers require extensive infrastructure to maintain day-to-day operations, while hobbyists, investors, and traders require coin developers to do this securely and professionally. We are Spectre Security Coin, building a new kind of decentralized community.
Mr. Lewis here from freedom.social, and I hope that you guys are enjoying the show tonight. We're talking about some heavy stuff, man. This is not for kids by any means. Hitnick, thanks for tuning in with us on tonight. Jeremy Lee, thanks for kicking in with us on tonight, man. We appreciate you hanging out. And looks like I got some of your people here. Errol Hyatt,
Welder slag.
That's awesome, man. So we thank you guys for it. Looks like we're losing our people here a little bit. People got a little concerned. I guess it was too much truth for them on tonight. But There was one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Johnny, do you have any questions here before I can get my brain back? I know there was a question from the Telegram.
Yeah, there's a couple questions. Nostradamus from Telegram wanted to know how much for a Masternode. I think somebody commented $375 was the sale.
No, it's so on 1776, it's 25 cents per token. There's 1,000. There's 4,000 required for a Masternode. So it's $1,000 plus $200 installation and hosting for lifetime hosting. So $1,200. But tonight it's buy one, get one free.
Man, you can't beat that. Can't beat that with a bet. So
we've sold over 300 of them simply because if you know, a lot of people, when they first hear what I'm saying, they don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe that Bitcoin is controlled by the Federal Reserve. Ah, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Or what's the term that they always use? FUD. The guy's full of FUD. No, guy, you know, everybody, if you just read my report, you cannot argue with facts. You know, the only thing we can do is join together, you know, unite and create technological approaches. And you know, anybody that registers over at freedom.social, you download a wallet. We also give you 10 free 1776. And you know, I'm available to anybody to speak with, you know, when I'm free. Happy to speak with anybody on over the phone or video conference about Masternodes and anything that we discussed tonight. I'm happy to explain, you know, again. We've got over 40,000 registered end users on the Freedom platform. And I would have to expect on the Christian platform that will go up to millions in a short period of time because we're partnering. You know, I'm not a Sunday church going religious guy.
Right.
But I see how they have to destroy Christianity and destroy the family. And it's just my way of paying it forward and giving back because I believe that Christianity is a pillar of society, pillar of humanity, and they have to destroy it. So I flip them the big bird, FU globalists, and let's build it. You know, I'm into building people up. Love to see people succeed.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about, seeing people succeed in this great country.
It is.
That we live in. No, it's okay, man. Jeremy Lee, you're good, man. We just thank you for joining the show on tonight. Of course, now with the rewards on the blockchain technology there, what can you expect to get a reward in per block?
Well, I'll go over to I'm looking at the 1776 dashboard. We pay somebody one 1776 to make a post. We pay a half a 1776 to like. You know, one to share it on Facebook, two to view a video, one for a referral, five 1776 to list a product or service. And, so, you know, it's real similar to Steam and, you know, except for, you know, we're actually trying to save the world and trying to get the facts out there and, you know, just trying to red pill people, about the facts. And there's just so much disinformation out there and so much fake news, especially on Facebook. It's I can't even log into Facebook. It is just gross. It's like icky, just yucky gross to see people in the matrix and so caught up in things that are just not pertinent to everyday life, man. Living, you know, being around people and helping people and hearing the truth, you know, somebody that believes one thing that Bitcoin is the greatest thing ever. It was invented by Satoshi. Well, when they hear that, Bitcoin is in fact controlled by the Federal Reserve and, And as is most other major cryptocurrencies, they don't want to believe it. The guy's full of FUD. But you have to read the report. You have to know that what I'm telling you guys is fact. And the only way that we survive this is by coming together and united and uniting. Because we're not dealing with the government of the United States. That's all theater.
Right.
We're dealing with very powerful, you know, if somebody's out there. Well, then who's doing all this?
Right, right.
Guys, we got a minute for me to tell them?
Oh, yeah. Take your time. Go ahead. We're going to extend it over a little bit tonight. This is a rare show that we get a chance to have.
So, you know, always I want to preface this. You know, I've got a lot of really highly, highly intelligent people that do a lot of deep research and to find out what's exactly going on.
Right.
And let me preface this with, you know, I don't have a racist bone in my body.
Oh.
I have nothing against Jewish people.
Oh.
I even believe the state of Israel has a right to exist. Now that I've played the foundation, there is a higher education program in Israel called Talpiot.
Okay.
T-A-L-P-I-O-T. Within Talpiot is a division similar to our DARPA called Unit 8200. They have invented everything from the software that manages the worldwide surveillance grid in which they've enacted. They've invented everything from the RFID chip. They own Intel. The processor chip. They've invented the RFID chip. They've invented 5G. They've invented facial recognition. They were behind 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you ever want to know who's behind this, they're called Zionists. Okay. And Zionists come in all forms, you know, black, white, you know, you could be from Mars and be a Zionist. So, but that's, you know, who's behind it. And they pretty much run these other secret societies and these think tanks like CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group. And, you know, they want, and which they've always wanted, one world government. Everything that you see occurring in today is about one world government. You know, they created ISIS. Hillary, Obama, John McCain created ISIS. And then George Soros, NGOs, nonprofits, facilitated the move of millions of Muslims, 82% men, into Europe. They tried to do the same thing here in the United States. Why? Because they have to destroy nation states. They have to destroy culture. They have to create chaos.
Man, that's heavy, okay? Man. This is some heavy stuff you're dropping. I don't know if many can handle
this. Look at what I just said is fact. Look at this immigration that's coming up from South America. Who do you think is down there sponsoring this? Our intelligence agencies. Okay.
Wow.
Why? Because they want to flood our border. Okay. They have to, you know, it's about voting percentages. It's about a strategy called Cloward Piven. CLOWARD-PIVEN. Cloward and Piven were professors at the Columbia University. They were students of Saul Alinsky, who wrote The Rules for Radicals, who are used predominantly within the media to make everything the opposite of what it actually is. What the Cloward Piven strategy is to overwhelm the economic system of America. Okay. Thus you see, you know, I don't know how many trillions of our debt that has been digitally printed. It's called quantitative easing. Okay. And then they put that the Federal Reserve is in fact a privately controlled entity. It's not part of the government of the United States, in which we pay them interest to print our money for us. And then when they print up additional money, they put that debt back onto the American people. And when the people of America start realizing these facts, there will be a revolution tomorrow. That's why they utilize the six propaganda media outlets to brainwash the people with propaganda or fake news in order to divide us, because they must have us divided. And when they collapse this worldwide economic Ponzi scheme, because they have brainwashed everybody left or right into this false left-right American political bullshit that it what it is, they've got their civil unrest, and that's what they want, martial law. And it's coming.
Wow.
I don't know when, but it's coming.
Wow. Wow, man. Yeah, I want to answer. Yes, this show will be restreamed. It will be available for you to check it out a little bit later on tonight. Hey, listen, you guys, as we get ready to wrap up the show here, we got about 8 minutes left to go. I want to make sure I put this out there. It cost us a great deal to keep everything going strong and to pay the bills around here and keep things running. Listen, we love your support. Feel free to drop us some support there. Right below the chat button, there's a little dollar sign. Every little bit helps, keeps us going to implement more technology so we can stream on multiple levels and and keep things going on just in different levels and keep our internet stream going strong. Because right now, man, we got this thing humming. We got it humming, baby. And so Mad Stash has another question. And this is probably going to be our last question for the night because I got a feeling these two right here are going to be interesting. Didn't Obama introduce, like always, pending martial law? Or was it the Patriot Act after 9/11? I think it was after the Patriot Act with everything that happened.
Can you restate that, for me,
sorry,
please?
My voice was going in and out. It says, didn't Obama introduce the pending martial law, or was it the Patriot Act after 9/11?
Well, there's several different executive orders. I don't know the numbers of them exactly, but that it allows the president to enact an emergency and implement martial law. Yeah, there's multiple different executive orders that allow the president to take over utilities, take over whatever they need to, take over the internet. Take over transportation, take over the utilities. So yeah, that's in place. But you know, Trump, you know, like I've already stated, I fought for him to be elected, but you know, the facts, point, to, him being a Zionist puppet, like all the rest of them were, including, Obama and the Bushes and Clinton. And, you know, you asked me who QAnon was earlier. QAnon is military intelligence that gives out high level intelligence. And they, you know, they kind of inform people on, you know, what's been transpiring as far as this, Russia gate and different types of intelligence that. What it does is it distracts patriots into having hope, when the fact of the matter is that under Trump, geoengineering and 5G have increased exponentially. And, you know, just to kind of take things around full circle, you know, I believe that this geoengineering, that they are spraying us with smart dust. And... you know, when they get the 5G completed, I believe that they're going to be able to control humanity. And at that point, it's over. And so what we need to do is to move to unite people, give people the facts. This is not about politics. This is about being decent people and coming to common ground and then saying, you know what, we need to stop this 5G. Here's what we're going to do, okay? But to have the numbers to do it, you know, that's why I've created all these different platforms, you know, the freedom.social platform, and then the freedom.buzz platform is to take action. And then the Christian platform is to inform Christians, you know, with an independent media, you know, and I've got large national and international Christian organizations that have not sold out to globalism that are actually going to manage that platform.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to give free IPTV or live streaming to every church in the world.
I need to talk to you about that, man. That's huge. That is big.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk to you about that off the air. We got about 3 minutes here left. I want to give a heads up to number one, shout out to you and your team, Mr. Lewis, for coming on. I mean, you coming on tonight and taking out your precious time to be with us. And this is awesome, man. It's the knowledge that you've dropped on us tonight. It's probably a little bit heavy for a lot of people. This is your first time tuning in. What happened to my? But nevertheless, it needed to be said, I believe, and people just need to understand it. And I'm glad you gave some clarification on what you were saying there on tonight also, because sometimes people will hear things as extreme or seems to be extreme to the ears, and they can just go with it and misunderstand the information. Like, I've heard the term, like, Zionist a few times, and, you know, I got the wrong idea about it, but looks like you gave some clarity and some understanding on what that was all about tonight, so, which is good. And I'm glad you did, because a lot of people don't understand.
No, and until people actually read the report and learn the facts about the company called Digital Currency Group, and, you know, understand that, you know, how they control Bitcoin, you know, how they own Coinbase and Circle and Poloniex, and, you know, they own Ripple, you know, they own Zcash, you know, they own Shapeshift, they own so many, they've literally recreated the entire world financial system within blockchain technology. Didn't have anything to do with crypto. They did it in blockchain technology by the International Organization for Standardization, creating standards for every product in the world.
Yeah.
And then when you go in to buy a product at the store, it'll have an RFID chip or an associated barcode that communicates with the blockchain. And then they've got technology that reads public blockchains. So, you know, even if the transaction is anonymous, they'll still be able to tax they'll be able to tax 100% of transactions that are on their blockchains. But you have to remember that every product and service at the grocery store will be on their blockchain. The gas that you put in your vehicle will be on their private blockchains. So the only way for us to get around this is with peer-to-peer transactions. The only way to do peer-to-peer transactions is to build out our own open source decentralized marketplaces. And that's what I'm just begging everybody to do, is to join us. Let's build out these marketplaces while we still got time.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to clarify some things too. Now, here at Your Crypto Daily, we don't always necessarily agree with every view and opinion of every guest that comes on the show, right? But one thing I do, for those that are joining late, we weren't going in a racist thing. Trust me. Me being the host.
Never.
Being the chocolate man that I am, I would never allow anything like that on the show, for those who don't know. Via my emoji, but we would never allow anything like that. But it's just interesting to hear different views and opinions of people, and so we want to make sure we put that out there. We don't support racism, anti-Semitism, anything of that sort. That's not what the show is all about. It's about cryptocurrencies. It just so happened we got into a little bit of that, of different things that are going on in the marketplace. So I want you guys to say, yeah, don't freak out. We're thinking we're like, oh, they turned it to some.
So
shout out to my man Jeremy for listening. He came on I'm just looking at the chat, man. It was funny. So, but no, it's all good, man. We got nothing but love for everybody around here. So I don't want that to be the sentiment by any means about this show. But shout out to you, Mr. Lewis, man, for your team. Like I said, for coming on and being with us on tonight, and we look to have you back on again. We could talk about some more things a little bit more in depth. Keep in mind, well, yeah, just keep this in mind, Truth Planet. Just put that in your brain. I'm subconsciously placing this in your thoughts. Truth Planet. Truth Planet is coming. We're going to talk about some real crazy stuff there coming up here in the near future. So 2019, be on the lookout. Different content. And be on the lookout to listen to us and hear us on, looks like, is it Freedom Tube that we're going to be on? Which is going to be great.
Yeah, we got freedomtube.social.
Yeah, that's going to, I'm excited about that, man. And excited about a whole lot of everything. Hey, listen, because these guys are my great sponsors and my great friends also. Spectre Security Coin, there's a sale going on right now for the masternodes. If you guys are interested in that, please contact me. They have a great deal going right now for the masternodes for their upcoming coming out party, if you will, with Spectre Security Coin. For like, man, very, very, very inexpensive prices right now. So talk to me. Hit me up in the chat. After hours, you can reach us at ycdhub.info, ycdhub.info in our Discord to learn more about that and get you in contact with those guys. Be on the lookout, man. There's some heavy news coming down the pipeline for X42 and their coin right now for what's coming. So you guys stay tuned. I know you guys have been seeing the tweets about that here late on Twitter. For those that follow us, you can follow me at RedPlanet321 on Twitter and at yourcryptodaily.com on Instagram. You can follow my counterpart, Johnny Boy Crypto, at Johnny Boy Crypt, and then the number 0 on the end. That is his Twitter handle. Follow us, man. We're dropping some crazy knowledge. Of course, make sure you guys check out freedom.social. The 1776 coin, man, coming to a exchange near you. Any idea? I know you guys have your own exchange also, but are you going to be listed on any other exchanges that are out there?
We are. Bisc, Komodo, a few other decentralized exchanges. We can't go into a normal exchange that is controlled by one of the central banks because we circumvent what they're doing, and they will 100% sabotage us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally get that. So, yeah, we'll talk about more about that off the scenes, which is going to be good. Then we can, you know, talk about that as that rolls out. You know, you can give us information. We'll be glad to get that out there for the people. For the freedom fighters across the world. And so they can learn more about that. Hey, listen, big shout out to the Hyped On Crypto team, Scott LaRock, Scott the Hitman LaRock. Oh, yeah. And this team, we thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. Join us next Friday as we venture off into another place. And Johnny, who are we going to have on next week? Is it next week or week after the next big show coming up?
John. That would be the Women of Crypto.
That's next week, next Friday?
The Women of Crypto, yep.
Awesome, man. Hey, listen, for you ladies that are out there in crypto world that want to have your voice heard, man, make your voice be heard. Let it be known. Once again, we thank you guys for joining the show. I'm Johnny Boy Crypto, and this is Red Planet 32. I'm Red Planet 32 with my co-host, Johnny Boy Crypto. Big shout out to the freedom.social team, Mr. Lewis and his team.
Guys, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
We thank you. We'll see you guys next week. Happy New Year. We'll see you guys soon.